our first president, George Washington, said, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." John Adams, our second president, told King George during the Revolutionary War, "We recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus." President Ronald Reagan said, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under." Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. If you love America and believe in God of the Bible, then you've landed at the right place. Welcome home to a God-fearing, red, white, and blue USA Proud podcast. This is America Resurrected with your host, Kevin Alexander.
I want to say hello to all my God-fearing, patriotic, Bible-believing, red, white, and blue United States flag-waving Americans. I hope you're having a great day. You know, from time to time, especially around the July 4th holiday, churches have what they call God and Country Days. And they sing patriotic songs, and they'll read a patriotic poem, and the preacher will try to deliver a patriotic message, and everybody feels so good about America. They're so proud to be Americans. Well, I got even better news than that for you. At America Resurrected, every day, every meeting, and every message is a God and country message. We are free today in America because God gave us our freedoms, and we owe Him, not a political party, not a person, not a movement, or not a group. We owe God Almighty our best when it comes to protecting our liberties and freedoms. And if God gave us our freedoms, I want to tell you this, my friend, can't nobody take them away. The governor, the president, the Congress, the mayor, that school board, the town hall, it don't matter, my friend. Our freedoms came from a holy God. We live in some historic times. Since I last was with you on our America Resurrected podcast, things have changed in America, have they not? Buildings are being burnt down. Areas are being set up in big cities, and Democrat mayors and governors are allowing it to happen where they are trying to defund the police department. Now, I'm going to tell you what, we use the word ain't a lot at America Resurrected. I ain't real smart. But I can tell you, defunding the police department is about the dumbest idea I've heard in my lifetime. Who are you going to call when you need help? Ghostbusters ain't available. You better be able to call the police department. I got many close friends in the sheriff's department, in the local police department, and I want to tell you, those men and women deserve our support. They deserve our full support. They need to know we love them, we're praying for them, and we appreciate them. And America Resurrected, on behalf of our organization, I want to say to all the law enforcement people, thank you for your service. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to be having an event later this year to show our appreciation to all law enforcement that will be hosted by America Resurrected. You know what I think is funny, is it's not funny, but it just kind of boggles the mind. What's going on in America today? Everybody wants to package it up in the race gift box. But I think more than race, and I'll prove it to you here in a minute, I believe, the problem that some Americans have is with the truth. It's not a black-white issue. It's a truth issue of there are people in this country who hate God, and they hate anybody that stands for God. The reason I say that, just a couple days ago, a 20 month old baby was shot, I believe in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, and nobody says a word. A 16-year-old was shot in the chop zone in Seattle, and there's no outcry over it. See, this defunding the police and this getting rid of law and order is not a race thing. It is a movement by the liberal politicians. And I don't even know if I can even give them the credit by calling them liberal. Left-wing extremists that are trying to destroy the foundation of America. We are Americans. And I'm going to tell you here in a minute that a couple things that can keep all Americans out of bondage. But I recently preached, and I preached at a church, and I was explaining to those people that we're all Americans, no matter our color, no matter where we come from. Here's what I mean by that. The politicians want to divide us into European Americans, Asian Americans, Latino Americans, African Americans. They've labeled us with all these names. Let me give you some encouragement today and some peace of mind at America Resurrected. My name's Kevin Alexander, founder of America Resurrected, and the movement that is helping take America back to a holy God. I am an American because I was born to American citizens, and I am legally an American, no matter the skin color on me, no matter where I come from. If you are black today and you're a legalized American, you are an American. You're not a black American. You're not an African American. You are an American. And I was recently preaching at a church, and I was explaining that and talking about that. And a black gentleman came up to me after that, and he said, "Brother," he said, "you keep preaching that truth." He said, "I'm not African American." He said, "I'm an American that happens to be black." And I had a white shirt on, and I said, "Brother, I'm an American that they call white, but my white shirt is white. I don't know what color my skin is because it ain't white, because it don't match my shirt." See, we've gotten politicians in today's world who want to group us up and divide us against each other so they can keep us in bondage. But I'm here to tell you, if you're black, if you're white, if you're Asian, whatever you are, the good news is that God loves you. And Jesus Christ died for you. The Bible says, "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord can be saved." Whosoever means whosoever. Let me just sum it up to you. That means anybody. It don't matter the color of your skin. It don't matter the size of your pocketbook. It don't matter how much money you got in the bank. It don't matter where you come from. It don't matter anything. Jesus died for all. You repent of your sins and you can be saved. But from a political standpoint in America, the politicians are trying to divide us up. They want us fighting each other because they're doing it in man's wisdom. And the Bible says anything you do in the wisdom of man will come to naught, will come to nothing. It will not last. But anything you do in the name of Jesus Christ will last because He is the one who gave us eternal life. Let me tell you two things that can set you out of bondage, one on earth and one for all eternity. The one on earth is called a job. See, here's the thing. If you have a job and you have an income, and those are biblical, it tells you to work. If you don't work and provide for your family, you're worse than an infidel. You're worse than a non-believer. If you have a job and you have an income and you support your family, guess who you don't need to send you a check? That's right, the politicians, the state or federal government. And if you get independent of the state and federal government, then they no longer have control over your family and your situation. You have what is called liberty, freedom from the government. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When you get saved and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get liberty not to do whatever you want to, but you get out of the bondage of your sin that you've been carrying around your whole life, that the devil keeps bringing up to you and keeps telling you how bad of a person you are and how Jesus can't save somebody like you. No, my friend. Jesus will save anybody. He's not worried about your past when he's dealing with your future. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't carry that bondage of that sin around anymore. Now you're free to do what God's called you to do. And you will never be held accountable for your sin again if you repent of those sins and accept Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what was happening before COVID-19 hit. China's having their worst year in over 70 years economically. I'll let other people debate whether the virus was let out purposely or not. My opinion is they didn't try to hold it back. I'll just leave it at that. But unemployment across all races, all genders, all people in the United States of America was the lowest in our lifetime. Whether you are part of the youth, you're part of the adult population, whether you're white, Black, Asian, European, male, or female. The unemployment rates were the lowest in our lifetime. So guess what was starting to happen? People were starting to go to work. Much of that because of President Trump's economic plan. Get rid of the regulations, get rid of all the junk that these politicians have put in these bills, and let's get back to work. And when people go to work, they get freedom and liberty from the government, because if I make $4,000 a month at my job, that's more than the $1,500 the government can send me. And I got my family starts to get some liberty and say, hey, wait a second. They start to catch on to this game. I don't need the government. See, that's what they preached during the Great Awakening of the 1700s. Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield went around telling the colonies, you don't need England to control you. You can do it yourself. You don't need the Church of England. You can get directly to God through the Son, Jesus Christ, yourself. And then the colonies said, well, heck, if I can get to God myself, then we can govern our own nation. I'm here to tell you today, my friend, you can get economic freedom without help from the government. Get a job. It will give you freedom. If it don't pay enough, get a second job. If it don't pay enough, get a third job. Living off the government gives you no liberty, gives you no freedom. It keeps you in bondage, and they like that because then they try to buy your vote. But when you get liberty, you start to think for yourself. And when those politicians tell you how well they're going to take care of you, how much you need them, you say, honey, I don't need you. I don't need you. I got my own health insurance. I got my own income. I got my own house I rent. I bought my own house. Me and my wife are raising our own kids. We don't need your help in raising our kids. We feed our own kids. And you get liberty. Jobs give you liberty. That's why I like the president's plan. Not another stimulus check. $1,200 will put a smile on your face temporarily. $1,200 will not change anybody's life forever. Give bonuses to get people back to work. Jobs will give you liberty on this earth. And let me tell you something that will give you liberty for all eternity. And my friend, that is Jesus Christ. John 14:6, the Bible says, Jesus himself said, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Glory to God. We don't need to be in bondage to politicians, and we don't need to be in bondage to our sin. 1 John 5:11-12 says that Jesus gave us eternal life, and nobody can take that away. Eternal life forever. That's the peace you got to live with. That's the joy you got to live with. Don't let no self-serving, low-life politician try to take your joy. Your joy is in Jesus. Your eternal freedom is in Jesus. Your freedom on this earth is knowing you're not held to your sin no more, and you don't need to be held to the government telling you how to live, when to live, what to live, and all of that junk that they come up with. Go get a job, get a second job, get freedom for your family, get saved by Jesus, get a job in America, and live the American dream. Join America Resurrected at our fight. Join the movement of America Resurrected. We'd love to come preach the truth at your church about what's going on in America today. Join us at Facebook, America Resurrected. Like us there. Share it with your friend. Kevin Alexander, I can't wait to talk to you again soon. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Please, join America Resurrected in praying America will return to its Christian heritage and become a God-fearing nation again. God bless you, and God bless America.